Hello and welcome to the virtual event HERF here at Cigar Federation. We are joined by Matt Booth today from Room 101 Cigars. Matt is joining us today, very kindly making time for us in between chips with his busy schedule. He's already been interviewed by my six-year-old daughter, Joni, so he's all prepped and ready to go. So thanks for coming on, Matt.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Dave, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I'm glad that we can make the time.
Likewise.
So for people that want to jump in, what will happen is if you go to the SigFed chat, which I will use Punch as an example. Punch has gone on the chat, and he's I want to come in, help me out.
Hi, Punch.
And what I do... Hey, Punch.
Hi, Punch.
So, like, what I what I just did is I sent Punch the link. And so if you want to come in, I'll be checking the chat. And you can come in and click the link and join in and ask Matt some questions. Have a cigar with him. It'll be a good time. Otherwise, if you just want to send a question in the text, if you're a bit timid and don't want to come on the Hangout, that's fine as well.
Is that your Uncle Lee?
For you? It Dave? Is.
How?
I am smoking Uncle Lee.
How in the fuck did you get that contraband into your country, man?
It's a very convoluted way requiring...
Are they already counterfeiting those in Malaysia? Is that how you did that? Is that how that's coming in? I don't think that's that kind of thing. Oh, hey, man. I see you.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Who's on?
I think his name is Craig, man.
Hey, Craig, how are you? You got
yes.
a question? You just hanging out?
I'm just hanging out.
I like your headset, right. Craig.
You might also like this.
It. I like it. Oh! Oh!
What are you smoking, Craig? What do you got?
Craig's like trying to... Kubi, Chingon, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That means very nice cigar in Spanish.
Spanish. No, I won a box from you at the Rocky Mountain Cigar Festival.
Aha.
2 summers ago.
Okay.
And this is one of the remaining two.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in Arizona.
Okay. Very nice.
But so it's
we
a short
flight. We
just opened
up Fine Ash Cigars. I don't know if you're familiar with them. We just opened them up. They're now a proud supporter of our brand. They're
Fine
somewhere
Ash.
In Arizona.
Okay, I'll check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hi, Dave. It keeps switching back and forth, man. Like, the big picture keeps changing. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it'll switch to who's ever speaking.
We're making a bunch of noise.
My dog's chasing a bunch of birds at the moment.
Interesting, man. That's not code.
That's right. No. But, Understood. So the because I remember when you came on the show on Cigar Jukebox with me, Matt,
yeah,
you were talking about the Namakumi. It's sort of one of the cigars you're most proud of is that cigar and how it came together.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, I always tell people that was our third cigar, but our first good cigar. And first consistently good cigar. And the Namakumi... Ecuador, which Craig is smoking, is kind of the next evolution of that original blend format. Changed the shapes, added a different wrapper leaf, and kind of tweaked the filler composition to create what Craig is smoking. And, you know, several of our more successful blends have actually been originally built off that chassis, kind of as a mutation, if you will, of that Namakubi blend. Oh,
I Dave, hear your lips.
Oh, there you are.
I see your lips, but I don't hear you, Dave.
There we go.
Oh, there you are, man.
I am here. Just, you Excellent. Know, a little technical difficulties. We got multiple countries all at the same time.
Right. And the interweb, don't forget.
In the interwebs. But for other than cigars, I want to congratulate you, Matt, on your new fatherdom.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. I'm going to see if Grayson Booth wants to make an appearance later. I know we have an hour. He mm-hmm. is currently indisposed.
Right.
And curiously, what are those two creatures on your T-shirt doing exactly? What are they? I see them necking.
It is
each other.
It's like
throat
giraffe
humping.
And a dinosaur. Yeah, it's giraffe and a dinosaur in an emotional embrace.
What is there any language, any text on that shirt? Is there any?
Nope. I'll give you the full tour here.
Okay. They're just hugging. That's it. That giraffe looks a little skinny, man. For a giraffe.
Yeah, well, I mean, comparatively, compared to the brontosaurus, you know. Mm-hmm.
And that would be a brontosaurus. An herbivore.
mm-hmm. So do you have any advice for new fathers?
You know, I've actually had it very easy. Grayson has been a very pleasant young man. Starting at 6 weeks, he sleeps through the night. Even the way he came into the world was very polite, you know. So he's been nothing but a treat, man. I would recommend everyone, if they have the opportunity to have a child, to do it. Just make sure that they do it with the right person and somewhere is around the right point in their life to do it. And I think it's a magical experience.
No, but I just want to congratulate you, you know, before we got too out of control.
Oh, it's going to get crazy, Dave. Crazy.
So, I was saying before, now I got some people watching here in Australia, mm-hmm. and they sent me a text question.
Oh, question. Okay, yeah.
A question for you. So, they want to know, when are you next coming out to Australia?
Ooh. Well, I love Australia. I mean, how's Tuesday sound?
Go for it. It's just, hop on a plane for
15 hours? No, I'm going to be on a trip. You know, the last time I came, I just came for lunch. So I will pop in there every now and again. I do love it down there, man. I do. I have nothing planned, but you never know, man. Realistically, I'm always looking for an excuse to come.
Yeah.
To Australia.
No, thanks for the clarification.
You know, it rolled off the tongue so comfortably, and then I realized that I should clarify.
Another cigar question.
Yes.
another cigar question that we got was people want to know if there's any information on a Master Collection 4. The Master Collections have been doing really well here. They wanted to know if there's any info on a 4.
I am going to pass several numbers and go straight to 17, and that will be available end of next year.
So absolutely. You go from the master.
I'm not. It's going to be three and done, man. It was a fun series to tinker with, but we're kind of moving on. Not that we wouldn't do something like that again later, but for now, it's three and done.
Right. And speaking of cigars, can you talk a little bit? I'm smoking the Uncle Lee, and this is a brilliant cigar.
I do like that blend.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit just about this project in general, the Uncle Lee, and how it came together?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, that is a tribute to my Uncle Lee, who first introduced me to the idea of cigar smoking, or that cigar smoking was something cool. And because he was so cool, he interested me in cigars. And so, years later, I felt it was appropriate to make one for him with his name on it, so to speak.
Mm.
So worked on that project for a little over a year, and I would easily say it's one of the best blends in the collection so far.
Right.
I would. And the way that it works in that format, it really, everything in that blend really comes together, man.
Mm. It smokes extremely well. Like the draw and everything on it is really, really well done.
Thank you.
And so, have you had a chance to sit down with Uncle Lee and smoke the Uncle Lee with him?
I actually did recently. I did. He lives in a small town called Spokane. It's in Washington State. And I was recently up there for an event, and I caught up with him, and we did smoke the Uncle Lee.
How did he find it?
You mean
like
as far
it?
As...
Was...
Oh, no, he loves it, man. He likes it a lot. Yeah, he likes the blend. He likes the whole thing. He thinks it's hilarious.
Who did the art on the band with you?
So
and
I have a friend here in Los Angeles that's a graphic illustrator, and I basically gave him some rough sketch work and outline to that entire project, and he basically made it official. His name is Jimmy.
All right. Well, no, he did a great job.
Jimmy is his artist name.
Well, it's a great band. It's a great cigar.
Thank you, man.
And I got a question that just came in as well from someone watching. Trent is watching here.
Hi,
and
Trent.
He wants to know why you're so awesome. Kind of a general question. Wants to know the secret to your awesomeness.
You know, Trent, you know, what you interpret as awesome, other people may interpret as lecherous and foul. I am very proud and honored that you would find components of my being to be what you would interpret to be awesome. It may be, you know, my daily regimen of manscaping or my mayonnaise bath that I take every Thursday. Supposedly it's good for the skin. I got it from Bruce Willis, not because we know each other, but just because I heard through the webs that he does that. No, I think that was bottled water, but then I tried it with mayonnaise, and I found it to be pleasant, so I kept with it.
Better than the bottled water is the mayonnaise. That's a lot of mayonnaise, though.
Oh, man. You're telling me. And we got to get a safety tub. It's not even like a normal tub. What's that, Craig?
Just reuse it, right, for weeks?
Well, yeah, you know, that's true. If you know, we use this large spatula kind of thing, and we stir it. You don't really have to change it out because the things that could slough off in there, blend into the pulpous texture of the mayo. You know, cigar ash as it falls, anything. It just kind of becomes, it becomes the, Trent, it becomes the mayo. It becomes it. One.
It's a very organic process.
It is. If you would like to call it that, I will echo your sentiments. Sure.
So we, not related to mayonnaise, but we got another question came through, and I guess this gets more into
Wait, did that appropriately answer Trent's question?
I think so. Trent hasn't responded back.
Yeah, he's off the earth now. He's gone. Bye, Trent. Enjoy. That's a lot of good visuals for you to dwell on there. Thank you.
Well, the thing is, you're going to find across the world just mayonnaise sales are going to spike. They're going to skyrocket.
Don't go out and get that Miracle Whip shit, man. It's too tangy. Get the mail.
Do you go light mayo or just the full thing, the whole egg?
Is it because I'm from California, you ask me? Yeah, do I go light? Maybe why don't you ask me if I go organic mayo? Organic light, GMO-free.
Heirloom mayo?
No, with no viscosity breakdown, California mayonnaise. Is that where we're going with this?
The herb's taking a turn, I think, with the mayo.
Oh, yeah, it's turning. It's turning. I like people questioning my I feel a bit. I don't want to use the word insulted. I'm just going to say scrutinized. Scrutinized.
Well, maybe...
Trent, this is your doing. You were the catalyst for this, man. Trent. Where's Trent from? Trent, where are you from?
Trent is from... Now, I had it in the text here. Because he's watching and he just put a comment in. Trent is from Australia.
Oh, man. Oh, I got you.
So he's watching.
You know, I want to check out Darwin. I heard it gets weird out there.
It gets really hot up there. Lots of crocodiles, too.
Ooh. I'd make Daddy make some boots. Boots out of those people. The crocodiles.
But it's interesting because the next question I have is from someone watching up in Darwin.
Nice.
And so it's a good – you're the master of the segue. It was perfect.
Did you see that?
It's perfect. But he wants to know – and this can get into some of the other products that you make.
Okay.
He wants to know about lighters and cutters. Okay. And he asks if they're going to be available in stainless steel again. That's his question.
You know what? We do a – we offer a private label series via Zycar that they've been – proudly manufacturing for us for several years now. We have in the past done some lighter shroud, some housings, some Zippo flip top style housings in stainless. I wasn't too pleased with the way those turned out because they took a separate insert. I would like to see things like that more on the integrated unit side of town. So for now, the stuff from Zycar is what we're offering, and in the future, there may be more styles, hopefully.
Now,
in the stainless,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on the jewelry side of things, you have a stainless line as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have a stainless steel line. We've expanded that with a gold vermeil version of some of our with variants of some of our designs, and you're going to see a whole new Room 101 in the next couple months. We're dropping a new website, new collections, some black titanium stuff, some ceramic pieces. It's going to be really cool. The dawn of a new era.
Comment on this. I'm excited. I follow you on Facebook and things and Instagram, and the people mm-hmm. that aren't following Matt in Room 101, it's great because you get to see a lot of the new jewelry projects and stuff come out, and it's exciting to see some of the designs and some shots of you working on custom things with people. It's really cool.
Thank you, man.
I got a comment in the chat as we were talking.
Okay.
And Greg Dennis says, with that much mayonnaise, would it be men-aise?
Well, see, Greg, it would only be mayonnaise if you included other men, because that's the plural of man. And see, I like to do my antics many times. So Craig is just here. Like, it pops up, and Craig's face just gets real, but he's not saying anything. But then it's just like Craig is, like, looming. You know, he's like, because he's, bam, it's a Craig. Yeah, see, there he is again. See, and that's, yeah. So, it could be mayonnaise. I would say it's probably more commonly mayonnaise in like Greece and other places where that stuff has a longer standing history. For me, in my jacuzzi tub, it's probably mayonnaise. Of course, it all comes down. I mean, how much are we talking? I mean, if somebody's paying, I'm in. You know, I mean, it can be mayonnaise right now. It's just how much we talk, basically.
Hey, I have to say, and I don't know if this is a reflection on the mayonnaise talk, but there's a lot more people texting in questions than coming onto the HERF. They might be a bit frightened.
Don't show yourselves, you monkeys. Do you want to cast your little questions out there in the pitch black neither regions of the interweb, but you don't want to show yourself? Even just pop in with a junk shot and then exit. Do something. Craig's been here the whole time. Look at his headset. The dude's a fucking professional. Look at it.
That's right.
Look at the little styrofoam thing on the. Look at it. Look at
it. You like that?
He's like Bill Belichick. He's like a NFL coach. God, I envy their headsets, man. Fantastic. Fantastic equipment.
Headsets are nice too.
You know what I'm saying?
That could be a new. I do want to get to, before we get too down the line of mayonnaise and headsets, I want to get to the new cigar out, the Johnny Tobacco Knot, and how that – just a little bit of background on that for people and how that cigar came together.
Johnny Tobacco Knot – well, and this kind of ties into the question on the Master Collection, because Johnny Tobacco Knot is the first in another three-part artist series, basically. So – you know, the goal here eventually, someday, I hope, is to have multiple tiers to the Room 101 collection where we can offer a, you know, kind of our premium limited series that will, you know, change year to year, a core line, and then we'll have kind of our base, which is our entry-level stuff like the Payback product. You know, so Johnny Tobacconut, I guess, in a strange way, could be considered Master Collection 4, but it is the first part in a three-part artist series. The blend is Nicaraguan. Has three formats. It's very tasty. It's going to be arriving in the U.S. Probably mid-October at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great cigar, man. It really is. It's tasty. It's not too heavy. It's clean on the finish. And it will captivate you. You will smoke the cigar, and it will take you, you know, for the PM Don fans out there, it may set you adrift on memory bliss, man. It just might. Or it may captivate you the way you may find yourself lost in the fine effervescence of a vintage Shasta Cola. Yet invigorated the way a vintage Tab Cola would give you that extra pep.
Pep. Will those be priced similar to the others in the Master's Collection?
Yes. Yeah. There'll be Diadema formats similar to the one you're smoking. Actually, that size will be offered. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely more on the premium. I mean, for us, they're, you know, our most expensive cigar is, you know, $12. You know, so, but for Room 101, being that I always wanted it to be a tangible luxury in the cigar world, that's kind of our high end of things.
Yeah.
Right. And so, how long did it take for that blend to come together? Like, how was the process in creating that blend for the Tobacconut?
Well, you know, after I dabbed off my mayonnaise bath from one fine Thursday afternoon, Friday I flew down to Honduras and conjured up this this proprietary blending, this mixture, if you will, of fine Nicaraguan tobaccos that I bought from a gentleman that had a bushel of it on the back of a donkey there by the airport. He also had an Uzi. I paid double. It's weird. So I found these weird bricks inside of it when I got the tobacco back to the factory.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I thought it was, you know, coming from a background of bathing in mayonnaise, as, you know, as I have previously mentioned, I then mixed this powder with water, thinking it was some sort of dried mayonnaise, and then took a bath in that. I was awake for 3 months, and at the end of that, the Tobacconut blend was complete.
So a very mystical blend process.
You know, I felt like the reason for the 3 months of uninterrupted consciousness was that this blend of powdered mayonnaise somehow had a high concentrate of B vitamin, which I find to be uplifting in the morning. I like to take a little snippet of B vitamin in the morning. It keeps me going, if you know what I'm saying. So I think that was what was going on there.
Excellent.
Does that thoroughly answer the question?
That did thoroughly answer it. That did. And I also want to remind people that if they want to come on the Herp, they can send me a question through the chat, and I'll send you the link. A couple of people have had difficulty with the link on their iPad. So if you have difficulty joining the HERF for whatever reason, and you want to ask Matt a question, you could send it through the chat, and I will ask it on your behalf as you watch.
But I'm only giving half-ass answers to people that text them in. I want visual stimulus.
Yeah, hopefully.
I want somebody to show me what's in their fridge. I want somebody to take
what's in their fridge.
Yeah, what's in the fridge, man?
It's gonna turn into like a Master Chef, like a Gordon Ramsay episode.
Well, let's not get carried away, Dave. But it could. Something like that could happen. Now, Dave, tell us a little bit more about yourself. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I'm in Australia. I've been doing – I do a podcast called Cigar Jukebox where you match music with cigars, which Matt has been on.
That's correct.
During our conversation
– Slayer and Parliament Funkadelic to Swisher Sweets. I think that's what we did.
See, I have to have you on to do, I guess, DJ spot math. I've been told to do that by others in the cigar industry.
Oh, is that so? In the industry. Those little monkeys. The industry.
John Huber made a request for your DJing.
You know, I love John Huber. You know, the industry is essentially, you know, like the island of misfit toys, you know. And I think that's why it works out so well for me. Got a couple of problems. I seem to fit in. But enough about me.
More about me.
Go ahead. What you say?
Well, I was going to say, this person must have seen, when we're talking about the industry, so it's another good segue on your part. He must have watched the interview you did with Will Cooper and Robert Caldwell.
A very satisfying interview.
Because I'm getting a question here about, are there any more collaborations in your future? Any more either collabo views or collabo cigars in your future?
You know, I'm very disappointed with this question because I thought they were going to highlight the fact that I was conscientious enough to shine a light on an epidemic that is sweeping the nation, which is called MicWrist, and my methods in which that I displayed how to relax oneself from MicWrist. That's fine. I'll answer the other question. It's good. Fine. I'm always open. You know, I like to party. What can I say? Collaborations on. Collabo. Ready for it. Nothing tentative, but these things can happen in a moment. You know, it's, you know, you can be buying frozen ice, fruit-flavored frozen ice from a gentleman with a cart on the corner, and the next thing you know, you got, you know, half a bottle of Mad Dog down, you're swinging from the power lines, and, you know, it's you can have a moment of brilliance.
Now, I remember when you were talking on the Cigar Jukebox show, talking sort of about the cigar industry and people within the cigar industry. Well, I guess how is that? I mean, do you find it like a supportive group? I mean, you know, do you bounce ideas off each other? I guess a lot of people that smoke cigars don't get a lot of insight into that.
Well, it is really the island of misfit toys. It's the land of misfit toys for sure. We all happen to be, for the most part, pretty close to one another and share some form of similar frequency that we all transmit on, I think. It's really, you know, and I think that cigar smokers equally feel a kinship, a connection, a wavelength that runneth through them, so to speak. I think that, you know, it's definitely a niche subculture on both sides, and it's something that if it makes sense to you or feels right, you just got to go with it, man. But yeah, we all, there are a couple dickheads, of course, but that's how it is in life, you know. It's like, you know, you get a bushel of bananas and then you know, maybe you wait too long to chop one up and put it in your grape nuts in the morning, and then you got this little dark spot on it that's mushy and visually less than appetizing, and then you try to eat your way through it, and then it's like you're trying to give it a chance, and then at the end, and then you're like, I'm going to anticipate that and avoid that by eating the bananas in enough time. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. I follow it perfectly.
Good.
So, I want
to. And next time, and when I have an opportunity, I'm going to post something for you with a little sign, and I'll say, "This is the person I was talking about. They're like that mushy part of the banana. That's what I'll signal you on the internet, and people from, they'll be like, oh, that's the guy. Now, yeah, guys like that. I'll be like, people like this, and then you'll know. And it'll be like that. But, you know, we'll, it'll be very quiet. It'll just be like, you know,
it'll be 90%
of cigar smokers that'll know. Because like, what? Booth is going to out the mushy banana guy. He said on the HERF. And so you got to be watching. You wait. You watch.
It'll take the world by storm.
You know, it's funny. I was at a festival event. I took my son. It was his first cigar event. It was outdoor. I figured it was good to take an infant to. And, you know, this guy, and he's genuinely a guy that I really like from the cigar business, but he walked up to him. I said, Grayson, this is the kind of guy I've been talking to you about. And he just starts crying. Crying. Guy leaves. Guy comes back later, looks at my son, who is very chill, mellow, again, starts to cry. Guy's like, well, fuck you, man. He leaves. I was like, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the mushy banana. That's the guy. You are the store on the banana of this cigar business. And you could take that multiple ways. I mean, you know, either way, you could envision the sore on a banana. That is unappetizing. I don't even think people pay extra for that.
I like the –
Dave, you're frozen. Or are you just being quiet?
I'm just being quiet. I think you broke up a little bit there.
Why so meek, man? Come on, let's chat.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking through some question stuff, because the other questions I get a lot leading up to this were around you working with Davidoff and sort of how you find that partnership, how that works for you.
Well, you know, it works phenomenally. You know, and they, you know, curiously, they have so many fine, such a fine collection of antique paintings in their office. I don't, 1940s-ish kind of paintings. That's nice. No,
good.
But it's awesome. They have been a phenomenal partner. I think that, you know, in the beginning, they didn't necessarily know what they were going to – well, I mean, who knows what they're going to get with me, right? But you know, my goal for Room 101 was always to build a multi-class lifestyle brand, you know, a collection of merchandise that, you know, stank of the good life, so to speak. I think that's the eloquent way to say that. And you know, they really do the same thing. Their collection of merchandise is, I think, more streamlined, more European in nature, and mine is more like, you know, like a bathtub of like a Versace bathtub of mayonnaise, or just Versace mayonnaise. I mean, it's kind of like it's fancy but weird, and a lot of people, especially in the U.S., the consumers here really seem to connect with the message that I'm sending out. Whatever. It's really my cries for help at this point, but you know, the union between Davidoff has been of mutual benefit, and you know, I'm able to produce high quality cigars, and not have any trepidation on, you know, quality of manufacture, quality of production, you know, consistency, you know, both in the product and in the distribution. I mean, they're a team of rock stars, man. So it's been great. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Got a follow on to that.
Okay.
Regarding your output, is there a expectation by them that you'd produce so many new products a year, either contractual or not? Or are you more the one that provides your own impetus for getting done what you get done?
Well, we will release a new product every year, and that's more based on my wishes to continue to have new fresh product every year, whether that's a limited release or whatever the case may be. I mean, I think that at this point we've been active in the cigar business. Next year will be 8 years. And we have kind of a sporadic collection of merchandise, you know, a certain series, work with other series, but the entire representation of our brand and tobacco, I think, needs to be kind of tuned in, dialed in a little bit. A little bit of a product audit, if you will, to have a fully cohesive group of merchandise. So I think that in the next couple years, you'll see, well, in the next year or so, you'll see that begin to happen. But yeah, every year you will see a new product from us, and that's really just more my choosing than anything else.
And do you choose to limit yourself to one a year, or?
Oh no. No, I mean,
I think, whatever.
Well, I mean, whatever's appropriate. Yeah, you know, obviously, at the very base level, you know, there has to be, I have to have enough blends in the pipe that are both ready as far as the maturity of the blend and as far as the supply of tobacco to produce that blend. You know, and from there, you know, I can begin to add product design, package design, series, you know, style guide, etc. So, you know, if right now the goal is to create products that both continue to grow momentum around the Room 101 as a cigar brand, but at the same time refine the collection, you know, offer things that are basically dual purpose, you know, not just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks to the wall, so to speak, but actually to create strategically.
Now, Matt, we have a question from John, the cigar surgeon who does sharing our pairings at SigFed.
Another faceless entity that is shouting at me through texting Dave.
No one can be as charismatic, photogenic, and brave as Craig. I mean,
Craig wins. Craig wins the fucking HERF award. He wins the HERF. He wins.
Oh yeah.
Craig wins. It's over. And you know, but you know what I really want to see? I want to see one dude just log in about 10 minutes before we cut this with, like, champagne flutes full of
mayonnaise.
Alizé. No, in a tub of mayonnaise. Like, some guy right now is going to the shittiest by-the-hour motel that is within striking distance from wherever he is after he goes to, I mean, here we would call it Costco, Dave. I don't know what you call it down there, but it's get an ample supply of mayonnaise, filling the tub, getting champagne, putting on something provocative, and then he logs in. Boom! Visual
Bam.
Explosion.
Well, in
that
lieu
could
of
happen.
That,
it could you imagine? God,
it would the internet explode.
That person who. Should someone choose to be that courageous today and one up Craig's courage, they would actually win the internet for the day.
For the day. Well, so far, Craig's winning, I say.
Oh, Craig, no, Craig wins. I mean, this is the only thing that could beat his performance at this point is my aforementioned visual sculpture that you are now have soldered into your databanks.
Well, as we wait for that.
Soldered. With bated breath, we await.
John wants to know.
Hi, John.
What's your favorite scotch or bourbon is his first question, and he has a follow-up to that question.
I prefer the kind with alcohol in it.
That's probably a good choice.
Yeah. I drink things for the effect, not really the taste. It's part of my problem.
And
but that's an honest answer.
Well, hey, that's
I
what
do
we
like. You know, I do like the Balvenie. I like that. It's tasty, strong, potent, but yet flavorful. I've had some stuff that's just like rocket fuel, man. You know, it's like the stuff that you would find in the bottom of like a Stridex, the alcohol face cleaning pads,
yep.
Right? And it's like a pool of alcohol in the bottom. Then if you dropped 2 drops, not to dilute, of brown food coloring into that alcohol, and then you took that to the head.
That's what you
want. Of course, filling a fancy-looking bottle with it first.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing, then? What is that? It's like shit you would hire the space shuttle with, and they're drinking it. You know. Does that answer your question? Tell me it answers your question.
I think it answers John's
question. Bam, Craig. Bam. Look, he there he is again. Bam. I like that.
Well, he got me.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy. I got to get one of those headsets, man.
It's a nice headset. So his follow-up to that was...
Dave, take your pants.
Would you say... John's follow-up would you say you're the Robert Downey Jr. of the cigar industry?
Oh, there it is. There
Uh-oh.
It is.
Have we taken a turn?
You know, this has been said to me. I've had little children run up to me and jump on me and scream Iron Man and have me carry them around. And by children, I mean consumers at my events.
Well, to be honest, though, you do dress up like Iron Man, so it's easy to mistake that.
Oh, man, I changed my whole program. I'm wearing all the drop crotch bullshit now. It's all in style, man. Robert, he doesn't wear that stuff, but I do get suited, and, you know, it's been – I go to I was at a jewelry trade show, and there was this group of guys like, oh, look, it's Robert Downey Jr. You know, it always happens, man. It always – fucking you know, and he actually see. I feel like I could hang out with that guy. I feel like him and I could have interesting conversation.
Well, I mean, he's a cigar guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he does smoke cigars.
Make it happen. Collabo. You and Robert Downey Jr.
Collabo. The RDJ 101 collabo. I like it.
There you go.
I like it. All right. What's the score here? What's next?
What's next? What's next, I guess, is
more... I am the Robert Downey Jr. of the cigar business. I'll take that. Okay.
Well, I guess what's next is more jewelry questions people start asking about the jewelry side of things, new projects in the works, what to look out for. Got a couple of jewelry questions about that.
I am ready.
So, yeah, so I guess one of the common ones I got from people leading up to this was basically, you know, are there new sort of projects in the works people should look out for? And another question is also, how do you find with both cigars and jewelry, is that a difficult balance doing both of those things at once or –
You know, man,
or
trying
to
trying to grow a brand in 2 different industries at the same time has proven to be a phenomenal challenge, you know. And there are major evolutions in each industry that, depending on what the cycle is in each business, that I may or may not have, it has been very challenging. You know, one thing that I did do is, you know, the past, I'd say 5 to 6 years, there was a major lull in luxury spending at the boutique level, which we were gearing up, we were building a base in, I would say, fashion boutiques as a fashion accessory with our silver collections. We had as we like to say here in America, the American economic world knows as the GFC or the global financial crisis. A lot of clients that we had either closed their doors, went to consignment only, didn't pay their bills. Very, I do not like, don't pay bill, I don't like. So, at this time, I was beginning already to develop our cigar brand, and so there were several years where, although I continued to design and kind of curate collections for the jewelry brand, I was really full throttle on the growth and development of the cigar brand. Flash forward a couple years, I dive back into promoting both at the same time, basically, and it is very, very difficult. Very difficult, you know. And I have to pick and choose. Perfect example, you know, tomorrow I fly to Tokyo for the Tokyo Men's Show. And because of this evolution in my life, I miss a big festival, multi-vendor event in Washington, D.C. that I happen to love and have never missed a year since I've been in the business. You know, January, I will be at the national sales meeting for the guys at Davidoff, and I will miss Fashion Week in Europe because of that. So it's kind of, it's this constant rub and tug. Rub and tug? Oh, no, that's different.
I'm just going to let that sit. I'm going to let that sit there for a while for everyone.
Let that sit, maybe. Rub and tug. I should name a cigar Rub and Tug. Ah.
Yes, Greg, what can I...
Room 101 and Rub and Tug.
Let me follow that. I'll follow under that. Related to the jewelry and the 101 lifestyle lines, is that part of Davidoff, or do you maintain independent control of that yourself?
No, Davidoff and I have an agreement surrounding the manufacture and distribution of cigars. Any other class of merchandise that Room 101 manufactures, typically we will manufacture it here in our facility in Los Angeles. We will distribute that ourselves, and that is, although they share the same name, and visually they are part of the same brand and collection of merchandise, on the back end of things, they are operated separately. It's for multiple reasons. You know, I mean, one, the chief reason is that as the atmosphere or attitude, I guess, towards tobacco globally continues to sour, it is more and more necessary to separate the things that we do from tobacco, the other things that we do from tobacco, because should there be some sort of, I mean, you name it, you never know what's going to happen. If there was some sort of weird, some sort of strange attack on tobacco that would negatively impact the other portions of our business, you know, key that they just be separated. I think that that's the chief reason, you know.
Diversification.
Yeah. And to answer the second question that Dave had, yes, you will see a new Room 101 website, new web store, tons of new styles, really kind of, as I mentioned earlier to Craig, that we were in need of a kind of a brand audit for our tobacco brand. Also, we were in need of that for our jewelry brand, and that's been taking place behind the scenes and will be debuted probably December of this year.
Does that include, Matt, your leather products as well?
Those have always been, up until this point, made on kind of a custom order basis, which they will continue to be. Mm-hmm. But the focus has specifically been on alt materials, development of full ring collections in the more affordable sector, in the stainless, in the titanium and ceramic varieties.
Punch has come back into the chat.
Oh, Punch! Punch
is back.
How have you been, Punch? Punch is the guy that's going to go out and get the hotel room and fill the bathtub with mayonnaise. That's the dude. I'm holding on for you, Punch, man. I want to see it happen.
Well, Punch says, this is a spinoff of John's question. Punch says that it's actually Robert Downey Jr. is the Matt Booth of the movie industry as opposed to Matt
Punch, you're too kind, man. You're too kind. You're too kind, Punch. Thank you.
Okay. And then there's another question touching on your jewelry discussion from Greg.
Touching. Greg is touching.
Greg is touching, and he says he wants to know, does the inspiration for jewelry and cigar styles come simultaneously, or is each line separately inspired?
You know what, man? I have too many ideas bouncing around in my brain housing group that I could ever execute. And I'm kind of just in a constant state of brainstorming, I guess. So I don't really know that that would be the appropriate answer for that question, but that's really the only way I can answer it. So I'm constantly thinking, constantly coming up with ideas, and I don't sit down and say, hey, I'm going to design a ring right now. And now let me think about a ring and let me think. You know, it's just, it kind of happens. I see it and then I make it. Or I shelf that idea and say, you know what, that's cool, but that's not for now, that's for later. Or that's going to work, you know, 6 months from now when I'm making that collection. Or, oh, that's a great idea for that cigar series or whatever. You know, I mean, that's basically how I do it. I've got problems.
I just want to let people know. Sorry, I cut you off there.
No, it's fine.
I just want to let people know they got 10 minutes left.
This would be the perfect time for the bathtub stunt.
This is, if you've been waiting, you have everything set and you're waiting for the perfect time, it is now.
Has it really been that long? Man, this is, yeah. I've been like just drawn. You've captivated me, Dave. You've just drawn me in. Like this kind of, it's your Dino rub and tug shirt that you've got on there to bring the rub and tug theme back in. See that? See how I did that?
Well, that could be a size of the rub and tug cigar. It could be the dino. It could be like, you know,
dino.
A 7x70 or something.
Watch the rub and tug be released by someone now. Everyone on this hearth will know where it came from, and that cigar will be photographed with bruised bananas next to it.
That's right. Then we will know who the bruised banana is. We'll be the person that stole the rub and tug idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Craig for getting the. I think he's the inspiration for this.
For the rub and tug.
Well. I think it was more for how the conversation is. I don't think Craig wants that attributed to him.
It's a pleasant thing. It's a pleasurable experience. I mean, why wouldn't you want? It's like saying I don't want to be associated with the feeling of the sunshine caressing my cheek after being indoors for hours.
Somehow I like the sound of that better.
And then ass cheeks. See, it just keeps happening.
Hey, it's all honesty here on the hearth. It's like an honesty circle. It's a trust circle. You can explore these topics safely.
Yes, it's a circle of exploration. I've heard of these circles before. Circle of exploration. What do they call that? It's what circle. Circle, and put
well,
the cracker
you,
in the middle. And the,
well, you think of that. I just want to say that
yes.
This Uncle Lee, the Uncle Lee is really good. I found it different from your other cigars. It's got a lot more of like a vanilla flavor to it, really smooth. The construction on this cigar is excellent.
Thank you, man.
Excellent construction.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. In regards to the partnership with Davidoff. I mean, the quality of their manufacturing is, I don't want to toot somebody else's horn, so to speak, but, to me, they're the best in the world, you know, and that's my personal opinion. They are the, you know, it's not just a fancy sign on the exterior of a shop and then the merchandise inside does not reflect that. I mean, that really, I mean, I've worked exclusively in a factory that was not theirs and then became theirs. And I have witnessed the, changes they enacted that were all positive for the production and they're a class act, man. World class.
Well, what I find interesting about the partnership, or really good, is how they support, you know, trying new things and new blends, and, you know, really support you, you know, trying to push the envelope with stuff, I guess.
Well, look, man, I mean, Room 101 is the perfect opportunity for them to, you know, via their partnership with me, you know, I can exercise my oddities as they relate to, you know, my little collection of oddities there in tobacco. And they, you know, it's technically a sole agency project, so they're not exposed. You know, they're not, you know, the Davidoff name is not, they can basically, as a larger entity, they can leverage my brand to do a lot of things that they themselves would not necessarily leverage Davidoff to do. But it is of mutual benefit, all the same.
Yeah. Because I think cigar smokers sometimes worry about these partnerships that it'll somehow lessen one or the other. They'll get, like, either consumed by the other place, or they won't be the same as they were before. So it's good to hear that for you, the partnership is really sort of a mutual thing.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, they, you know, we initially became connected because they bought the factory I was working in, you know?
Yeah.
And so we were really already beginning to dabble in the cigar business. And, you know, it was during that time that we put together our initial arrangement, and it made sense. And, you know, a couple years down the road, we thought, wow, that worked really well, you know. So, you know, there you go.
Hmm. So just quickly, because we only have a few minutes left, and first of all, I want to say thanks for coming on. It was a great conversation, and thanks, Craig, for sticking in with us.
And, Craig, you are a soldier.
All the other faceless people that just sort of lobbed questions in.
You phantom. You
know. But are there any upcoming events or things that Room 101 fans should be on the lookout for, or anything
when I
like
get,
that you want to let people know?
Yeah, when I get back from Tokyo, I'll be going straight to New Orleans. I'll be in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area second week of October. Anyone in that area should be checking their local shops to see where we're going to pop up. I think some dates in Philly have been established, a couple things in Texas. Of course, the year-end Wango Tango at my dear friend's Jorge's shop, Stogie's, in Houston. We always do his year-end event together. We have a little custom cigar project we've been working on with him for that. So I think that's December 17th in Houston, a not-to-miss engagement. And then the, you know, the standard fare of depravity and nipple-twisting in between.
Now are these – should people – do these get announced on Twitter and stuff? Like, should people follow
you? We tweet. Dave. It's just tweeted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess if you're listening out there and you haven't followed Matt yet, just follow him at Instagram as well, and you can get, you know, info on this stuff and check him out when he comes to your area. And then you could talk to him in person about mayonnaise and other things.
I am so excited to have that conversation. The first conversation that comes in about the tub of mayonnaise, the bathtub, the Versace mayonnaise bathtub, be so fantastic. And I will know that I have a new friend because of you, Dave, because of you.
That's right. That and if people start coming up to you with bruised bananas, you'll know, understand where that comes from as well.
Like, get that shit out of here, you freak. Huh? Go stick that in a tub of mayonnaise. I will take that as
again.
Act of aggression, and that they are accusing me of being a bruised banana. I will respond appropriately.
Well, thanks again, Matt, for coming on and having some fun. Thanks, Craig, for sticking it out. And thanks, everybody, for sending your questions through that we're watching out there. We had a lot of people watching, so it was good to try to get everybody's questions in as quick as I could. So hopefully That worked, and thanks again.
Man, I really appreciate it, Craig. It was awesome. And everybody, thank you for tuning in. I genuinely appreciate the support, and I will keep you keep smoking, I keep making them. That's how we do it. So thank you.
Okay. Goodbye, Craig. Bye, Matt. Thanks again.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.